Part of it is like the actual game of like Tetris in the car where you pack everything. I already think I'm pretty good at that.
Like as much as my mom used to always tell me, she would help pack things and then she'd be like, it's because I played Tetris for years. And I was like, whatever, you help me pack. You can talk about whatever you want. As long, she was good at it. Yeah. But I'm like, you can talk about whatever you want as long as you help me pack.
The reason I think I'm good at that is because like the 4 years of college where my mom would like, I'd pack the car with my mom and like she'd have everything a very specific way in the car to get things to fit. Like yeah. that, I think has made, but more so the reason what I think I perfected is because as far as I can, as long as I can remember, my like family vacations were always like very stressful before we got on the road. Like it was like getting out the door. Somebody always forgot something, packing the car. My parents were like at each other's throats, just like yelling about like this going here and this going there. Where's
See,
this?
I,
and where's
I don't
that?
Remember any of that growing so, up. So, I just don't have the same experience.
I want to make it clear. Like our family vacations were always very enjoyable, but it was always just was like getting in the car and on the road and then like getting back and all that. Like, it was always like a stressful thing.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I didn't take as many car family trips though. Like we'd always go to St. Louis. Okay. We go to St. Louis every year. It felt like for like a Cubs Cardinals weekend series. We'd always end up doing that, but maybe we shouldn't spend enough time in the car together.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you don't do that enough, because
where'd you guys go? As a child, where'd you guys go?
I mean, like, part of that was, like, we would go to Boston every other summer. We would drive up there. We didn't have a lot of vacations where we flew. Even the one time we went to Disney.
I just feel like I didn't have many vacations growing up.
I'm not trying to make your childhood sound like disappointing.
I went to Disney when I was five, and I went back there with my wife, obviously, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I just kept talking about all the memories I had of it and the different spots. Yeah. And I was like, maybe I just remember it so well because we only took a couple vacations. Yeah. I just don't remember many vacations growing up.
I mean, we drove to Disney. Like, we didn't fly to Disney. We drove. Like, so it was everything we did.
I remember a vacation at 5 to Disney and another one at, like, 12 for a baseball camp in Branson, Missouri. Like, that's my childhood vacations is basically that, it feels like.
So, as far as I can remember, though, like, that was always one of the most stressful parts of, like, the experience. But what I think I've now found the last, like, two trips we've taken or a couple trips we've taken is if you like I give to give yourself a buffer, like don't make any plans the day you're leaving. Just be like, hey, we can leave when we need to leave, whenever.
Yeah.
Just don't set a time.
Which is the advantage of a car trip, yeah. By the way, is that you don't, it's not like going to the airport where you have to catch a flight at a certain time. Like right. you're just on your own leisure.
A couple weeks back we were going to Philly to meet my new niece. My brother and my sister-in-law just had a baby in January. Mm-hmm. So we were going to meet her.
Yeah.
And we kind of told ourselves like, yeah, we might leave it this time, but it's not really that big of a deal if we don't. We ended up leaving like 2 hours later and we just took our time. We packed the car. There was no stress. It was just like, my wife packed her suitcase. I brought it downstairs. I put it in the car. I got my stuff, packed it, put it in the car. Like, it was just, like, very casual. And that's the same thing we're doing tomorrow. Like, we did not set a time to leave. We're driving up because we're going to the Adirondacks. So it's, like, we passed my parents' house on the way, and they live in Rochester. So, like, we're staying at my parents' house for a night. So it's, like, we don't have any obligations. We have no plans. We're just – so I've realized that this concept of – don't be like, we have to leave and be out the door at this time, makes it so much less stressful when you're just packing. Because you can just take your time, pack it all up, get the car all organized, get everybody in the car, and then you get on the road. And if you forget something, okay, yeah, we'll just go back. We're only 5 minutes down the road. It's okay. So just don't make any plans that first day, or give yourself like a buffer day where you can get to where you need to get to feel like you're in a comfortable spot to then the next day, maybe you have plans. That's the key. That's it.
I'm going to be honest. I really wanted like a new way of packing. I don't know what, like bags or something like that. I'm like, what do you have that's different? Did you find out something on the TikTok shop? I don't know. Like, what's your secret?
Well, no,
it's just take your time.
Yeah, no, it's just give yourself a buffer day. That's okay. What it is.
A whole day?
I mean, it doesn't have to be a whole day. But
I only got so many days off. How many days am I using as a buffer?
Give yourself maybe the better way to put it is like, don't have a schedule. Like, just don't have a schedule up until, like, you absolutely have to have a schedule. Just, like, have a casual day where it's like, hey, okay, we can pack, we can be good, we don't have to set, don't set any times of, like, when you have to be out the door. Now, I understand that changes if it's, like, we have a flight to catch so we have to be in the car at this time.
No, but that's the beauty of a car trip.
If you're driving, you don't have to set, that was always the problem. My mom was always like, we'd always ask my mom, what time are we trying to leave? And she'd be like, well, we're going to be on the road by 6 o'clock. And then inevitably, we would never be on the road by 6 o'clock because it would always take a lot longer. If she had just said, yeah, we don't know. We'll just see where the day takes us. It would have been a lot better.
It is an easy way to make a 5-hour car ride, for instance, into like a 9-hour car ride, though. I feel like when we went to Chicago a couple weeks ago and we drove, and I like driving for those short little 5-hour trips. I think they're fun.
Yeah.
But like we stopped at a different place, and then you get gas and all these other things that you just wouldn't even, like, you have to account for, obviously, but you don't account for. You just think it's a 5.5-hour trip, and then before you know it, it's like an 8-hour trip. Because you stopped for 45 minutes to eat, and then you stopped and you did this and you did that. Like, if you take your time, you really can stretch these things out.
What's the rush? It's vacation. Why do you have to set schedules for
I want to get to the lake. I want to get where we're going. You're going to Lake George. It's not going to, I'm not going to swim in Lake George by myself. I got to get there eventually.
That's true. But I mean, I don't know. This is like my new revelation that I discovered this summer.
You just being chill is your revelation.
Kind of, yeah.
I could have got.
Here's the thing.
We could have got you a gummy and a six pack and done the same effect, I think.
As you know, I'm not into vibes.
Here's the thing, though, too. Like, I think the problem is, like, my wife and I have always been big on, like, all right, so what time? Like, we've always tried to set the schedule on certain things.
Yeah.
And that always just comes back to bite me in the ass because inevitably I'm always the one who's like late or like, I estimate my time.
The
like,
problem is that when you set a time for yourself, you're then making yourself wait off of a timeline that you set yourself.
Right.
Well, you don't have to do that.
And I always think in my head I can make it. So that's the problem. Like, even this applies to just
it's
like
not a game.
Just like life in general. Like, yeah. I might be out in Berea at like Browns practice one day and it's a busy day. Like, I don't know, maybe they made a quarterback change and there's a lot of big news. And I'll be like, I can get all this done by like 5 and I'll be home for dinner at 6. And I'll tell my wife that, and then I'm not home for dinner at 6, and then she's mad at me because I'm not home for dinner at 6, like I said. So I've just realized now it applies to vacations, but I guess bigger picture it could apply to other things in life. Just don't set schedules. Just be like, I will be there when I get there. That's what's going to happen.
You're going to make a lot of people in your life really mad. Using vacation mode into your regular day is going to make a lot of people mad. It's like, where's Spencer? I made this great dinner. I thought it'd be around 6 o'clock or so, and then you come walking in at 9:30 at night. I was taking my time.
Did you watch that show Landman? Did you have time for that one or no?
I have time for all sorts of shows, but I don't know what is Landman.
It was this. It was a new
by
show
the way,
that came
it does
out.
Not, it does not sound like the type
it's
of show that I would
Billy
watch.
It's got Billy Bob Thornton in it.
Now we're talking.
It's,
okay.
It's basically about like this.
Looks pretty good.
It's like the oil industry in Texas.
Looks pretty good.
It's like he's like this oil man in Texas who like runs.
I thought
runs,
you were going to do like a Marvel type thing with Landman. Like, what's his secret power is land.
No, that's
he
the one
surveys
that
surveys land.
Landman is the one that has the Jerry Jones cameo in there.
That was a Marvel superhero yet to be discovered.
I was like, these names are getting really lame, aren't they? They're getting really out there and lame.
They've run out. They've gotten the Landman.
What's his secret power? Property taxes.
But the reason I brought it up
assessing
was
assessing land.
There's this whole theme in the show where like his wife is always like, "You're going to be home for dinner, right?" And he's like, "Honey, you know my work, like." I could be home by 6. I could be home by 10. Like, I just don't know what the answer is. And I was like, that's what I need. I just need to be like, hey, there's a window of time and I might be home, but you know what I do? It's, you know, I could not be. I might be. I might not be. What do you want me to say?
This show seems awesome. Where has this show been hiding?
It's
by
on
the way?
Paramount.
I do like every time.
Paramount.
I do like every time they want to call someone a redneck, they describe them as roughnecks.
That's like their way of calling themselves rednecks.
Yeah,
just
that's what it is. They're
not
roughnecks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Roughnecks and wildcat billionaires. Try to get rich quick. All right, Billy Bob Thornton, I'm in.
It was actually a really good show. It was good.
Is it just one season?
So far.
So far, yeah. But I think it's going to get renewed. It's the same guy that made Yellowstone.
I have such a hard time doing shows that I know will be one season and then are just out and done. I have such a hard time.
You
with
wanted
that.
To have like a few that you can like binge at once.
I
basically.
Need to know that the show is still ongoing. Gotcha. I'm going to start to invest my time in it because like if it happened for one season, it could be great. And I just call it then a limited series.
Well,
I probably know if it's not that, if it's not a limited series, then it probably didn't end up with a great conclusion that I'd be satisfied with.
We made that
with.
Mistake with Game of Thrones. We're like, we timed it perfectly. We started watching Game of Thrones like leading up to the last season. And then, of course, like the last season happened and it was like, well, that was disappointing. Those seasons just to get to this disappointing end at the right time.
By all accounts, that was just one of the worst final seasons in TV show history. I'm not even a Game of Thrones guy. I never got into Game of Thrones. It's one of those shows that I don't like that. It's not my genre, right?
Yeah.
But I where I should have watched it is the idea that even if things aren't your genre, if they're that wildly mass appealing,
it was a phenomenon. Yeah.
Then it's probably going to be good, even if you're not into a bunch of dragons and a bunch
that
of things
show,
that just can't happen in real life.
It was on a trajectory to be like one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah, completely
and
right.
It just
well, you started having Starbucks cups in scenes. Like, well, what are we doing
yeah,
here?
That was bad.
It's million-dollar productions, and you got Starbucks scenes left and right.
Just drinking her Starbucks off on the corner. Yeah, not great.
All right, Robert in Brecksville. What's up, Robert?
Hey, so it's funny. You just randomly started talking about like road trips and, you know, packing and going on your own schedule, which you're 100% right. You know, it's like flying is convenient and everything, but when I go out to Seattle, the last few times I go out there, I, you know, drove across the country instead of flying. So going west, it's incredibly easy because it's like I have the extra hour of daylight to play around with. So from Minnesota to western Montana, it's like I would stop in central North Dakota at the Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
So I've done that ride.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful ride, but I've done that
ride. I would love to do that one day.
When you go through Painted Canyon the Painted Canyon Visitor Center, I think is what it's called, It's like, you know, it'd be like standing in Independence in Valley View, or in City View, and overlooking Valley View and down on the canal, but much more expansive. And it's like I'm usually there for 30-40 minutes, and then from western Montana to Seattle, right as I get up to the Columbia River Valley Gorge, you know, I'm probably there for a good 30-40 minutes anyways, you know, standing there looking at the valley right where the river's dammed up at, and yeah. I can see an army of wind turbines on the other side of the valley. So it's like going west.
All right, Robert, I gotta put you in the hurry-up offense here, man. Okay. All right, thanks, Robert.
Yeah. By the way, is Mount Rushmore like just South Dakota's way of being like, hey, we have something?
People tell me that Mount Rushmore is very disappointing in real life.
That's what I mean. I feel like it's just their way of being like, hey, we have something.
It's very underwhelming. And you know what? Good for South Dakota. I'm happy they do have something, but I hear it's very underwhelming in real life.
It's not really a place I desire going.
John Fanta, not underwhelming at all. He'll join us in 5 minutes with the latest in the Cavs, Gardos, and of course your Browns. It happens next right here on The Fan.